and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Shiny, happy people. That's what it's all about. Shiny, happy people. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Tom Walston here with Adventures in Recovery here at the Voice of Vashon. What a gorgeous day. Summer is definitely in full swing. We have certainly passed the official, well, not the official beginning of summer, but the official beginning of summer season, being that we just completed Memorial Day weekend. I hope you all had a very safe and, an opportunity to maybe have a day off and relax a little bit, maybe spend some time with family, spend some time with friends, and keep in mind, we have, family of choice and family of origin. So make your pick of who or both if you want to spend some good time with. So let's see here. What's going on today? We have a gorgeous day on the island, and I don't have a guest to interview today. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to play some great music. I'm going to let you know about some events coming up on the island here that some of you can take advantage of. And let's get right into it. Hey, by the way, the DSHS van, it's the mobile office, is coming to Vashon, and it's going to be up at the food bank, and that'll be next week on May 4th, or June 4th, excuse me. I'm still in May in my brain. June 4th, that's going to be next Wednesday, and the community food bank will be hosting the DSHS mobile office van, and that is going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So let's say maybe you need some assistance with maybe getting state insurance, or maybe getting, we used to call them food stamps, but if you need a food card, they can help you with that. Sometimes they can help you with medical. And just go up and check them out. If you need to drop off updated paperwork, you can do that. Complete a review, make changes to an existing case, or request, as I mentioned, an EBT card. And coincidentally, those can be used right at the food bank too. So check that out if that speaks to you, or you may know someone whom that would speak to. You can help them out. Oftentimes you've heard me say on the show, who have you helped today? Well, this just might be one of those opportunities for you to lend a hand to somebody that could use some assistance by turning them in the right direction, sending them up to the DSHS van. A lot of good support here on the island, and you don't have to look very far to get it. Most of you know that my daytime job, so to speak, is at Vashon Youth and Family Services, and that is in the capacity of the substance use provider, clinical supervisor. So if you know someone that has an issue with substance use, or if you yourself want to make some positive changes in taking a look at your use, if it's become problematic in your life, come on in and see me. Just call and make an appointment, and we'll sit down and have a little chat. See what we can do for you. Vashon Youth and Family Services has been here for umpteen years, and you all know pretty much where we're located, and that is pretty much in the back parking lot of Vashon High School. All right. We got a lot of other services there as well. And just to let you know, a couple of other things that we offer, there's something called Parents as Teachers, and that is run in conjunction with another one of our affiliates called The Family Place. And what Parents as Teachers is all about is, well, it's individual parenting support. It can include home visits and resources, developmental screenings, group connections, and, you know, if you've got kids, you might want to check out Parents as Teachers, see if that speaks to you. So if you want more info on that, 206-348-3564. That's Parents as Teachers. And there's also another offering from VYFS Family Place, Vashon Motherhood Community. And if you're curious about what that is, well, their mission is to provide a safe space for anyone who identifies as a mother to come together and have time to focus on their own needs. This community aims to create opportunities where mothers can express their emotions and feel seen, heard, and understood. And additionally, it fosters strong relationships and creates a sense of belonging in the community. And that's going to be on Mondays, Vashon Motherhood Community Meetups, on Mondays from 9:30 to 11 a.m., right over at Family Place, right up here on Vashon Highway. So I hope you all are having an opportunity to enjoy this gorgeous, gorgeous weather today. So let's check this out and help you maybe kick back and enjoy some time. Speaking of which, we are family, and I'll tell you what, that brings up a little bit of, whoops, here we go. Let me just check this out here real quick. I've got some interesting things going on here with my headset. There we go. Okay, so anyway, I wanted to let you all know about some other things that are coming up in town here. And What we're looking at is, let's see here, let's get this figured out here on the board. Okay, there we go. So what we have going on is a couple of movies coming up, and that is at the, well, first of all, let me just announce the fact that Pride is right around the corner. That's going to be June 6th, and at the Vashon Theater, there's going to be an interesting movie. It's called Nimona, N-I-M-O-N-A. It's an animated film, and it looks quite interesting, actually. It's going to be June 6th at 4 p.m., the Vashon Theater, and that is sponsored by Vashon Youth and Family Services. And there will be no charge for this. Vashon Theater, Friday, June 6th, as I mentioned, and the movie is going to be, like I mentioned, it's free, and it's at 4 in the afternoon. So that's Friday, June 6th at 4 in the afternoon, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, actually. It's a really cool movie, all family-friendly, so moms and dads, kids, teenagers, whoever wants to come to this film is certainly welcome, and then there'll be a little discussion afterwards. But right after that is going to be the Pride Street Dance. Yeah, so if that speaks to you, that might be kind of fun too. So the Dove Project happily announces the fourth annual Pride Street Dance. So they're inviting you to join for a free community-wide celebration honoring the LGBTQIA25+ community on Vashon Island. Every year, that seems to get a little bit longer, a little bit longer, and come as you are, or as you wish to be. So, Vashon Youth and Family Services will be showing Nimona at 4 p.m., as I mentioned, indoors before the event that, as I mentioned before as well, is going to be free to everyone. So it sounds like a lot of fun, and I think you all are going to be able to enjoy that and take part in that. Yeah, that's what we hope to be doing with you, is Dancing in the Street, coming up on June 6th for the Pride Dance and some of the other fun things that are going to be happening in the area. And that is for June 6th for Pride Night. There's going to be other tunes provided for you on the street as well. And those are going to be, well, we have tunes by trans DJ Late Fairy. And also, just to let you know, some of the other stuff that's going to be going on is the Vashon Library Bubbles and Bracelets. Okay, as I mentioned before, that is going to be sponsored by the Vashon Library. And free queer-themed face painting by Micah. How about tarot card readings by Health Witchery? And zine and bookmarks with VYFS. And the Vashon Island Beekeepers Association is offering fun educational activities. That's the Vashon Island Beekeepers Association. Did you even know there was such a thing? You betcha. And Orbit's Game Show with LGBTQA2+ trivia and prizes. Okay, got that to look forward to as well. And let's see here. What else we have going on up there? Hey, chalk art. And chalk art instruction by Hawk. Free haircuts. Yes, I did say free haircuts. And let's see here. Free haircuts by, well, let's see here. Free haircuts by Come On Barber. Free haircuts by Come On Barber. So if you're due, come on up. That's going to be Friday night, June 6th, in front of the Vashon Theater. Okay, and there will be concessions for purchase from Vashon Theater. And last but not least, a photo booth, glitter tattoos, and lots and lots of free giveaways. So, how does that sound? Sounds like a good time? All right, well, come on up and check it out. As mentioned, that is going to be June 6th. It's a Friday night. And, you know, enjoy. All sorts of fun always going on here on Vashon. So, anyhow. And, so, you know, it is a beautiful day. And I'll tell you what, let's enjoy that. Be grateful. Wasted Union Blues. Do you remember that band called It's a Beautiful Day? It goes back quite a few years, but boy, they sure knew how to put out some really, really interesting music. And White Bird and A Golden Cage and all sorts of other stuff, too. So, you know, it's been a great, great opportunity to listen to different artists from different genres. So, anyhow, we are going to sign off in just a couple of minutes, but I tell you, right outside of our studio here on Vashon Highway, there's lots of outdoor activity, as rightly so. It's such a beautiful day today, and, you know, I always look forward to my Tuesdays when I can come in and be with you folks and share some of the information about things that are going on here on Vashon. And next week, I've got a really interesting guest. Peggy Ellis from the Vashon School District is going to be talking about, well, an event coming up in dealing with the fentanyl situation here on the island. That is going to be an event that's going to be a week from this Thursday. The event is going to be at McMurray and McMurray School. And it starts about, I think, about 4:30 in the afternoon. Peggy Ellis will fill you in with all the rest of the information. But that will be coming up next Tuesday on Adventures in Recovery. And, you know, we're going to check that out and have fun. Tom Walston here. Hoping you have a beautiful day today. Thanks for letting me be with you here on Adventures in Recovery. And I'll look forward to doing it again every Tuesday and next Tuesday, always at 1:30.